there are some instances where you may be ahead of us. For example, in the development of the thrust of your rockets for the investigation of outer space. There may be some instances, for example, color television, where we're ahead of you. But in order for both of us, for both of us to benefit, you see, you never concede anything.
In what are they ahead of us? Wrong, wrong. We are ahead of you in rockets as well as in this technique. I do not capitulate.
I think it would be interesting for you to know that this program is now being recorded on Ampex color tape, and it can be played back immediately, and you can't tell that it isn't a live program. And
no, don't you see? I share the enthusiasm of Soviet engineers about the cleverness of the American people. We always knew they were clever. Foolish people could never raise the economy to such a level of achievement. But we too, as you know, don't kill flies with our nostrils. For 42 years, we have gone ahead, and we're worthy partners now. So let's compete. The system that will give the people more goods will be the better system. And victorious.
Let's have a far more communication and exchange in this very area that we speak of. We should hear you more on our television. You should hear us more on yours.
Let's do it this way. Television, of course, is all right. You appear, but there is no one around, and then everything is put in storage. Let's do it as follows. You appear before our people, and we'll appear before yours. This will be much better. People will see with their own eyes. I am giving you one move ahead.
You must not be afraid of ideas.
That's what we're telling you. Don't be afraid of ideas. We have nothing to fear. The time has passed when ideas scare us.
Well, then let's have more exchange of them. We all agree on that, right?
Agreeing with what? Of course I agree, but I want to clarify what I agree with. I have a right. I know that I am dealing with a good lawyer. And that's why I want to be in my good miner's form. So that the miners could say, here he does not give in. He's one of us.
No question about that.
You can say you're a lawyer for capitalism and I'm a lawyer for communism, so let's compete.
All that I can say from the way you talk and the way you dominate the conversation, you would have made a good lawyer yourself. But what I mean is this. Here you can see the type of tape which will transmit this very conversation immediately, and this indicates the possibilities of increasing communication, and this increase in communication will teach us some things, and it will teach you some things too, because after all, you don't know everything.
If I don't know everything, then I would say that you know absolutely nothing about communism. Nothing except fear of it. We are now conducting an argument on unequal terms. The equipment is yours. You speak English, and I speak Russian. Your English words are being recorded. They will be shown, and they will be heard. What I have to say is being translated only into your ear, but the American people will never hear it. I repeat, the terms are unequal.
There isn't. There isn't a day that goes by in the United States when we can't read everything that you say in the Soviet Union, when you're not fully reported in what you said in Poland. In fact, when Mr. Kozlov was traveling in California, talking in terms of, as very properly as you have, about peace, you were talking somewhat the other way, and it was reported in our press very extensively. And I can assure you that never make a statement here that you don't think we read in the United States.
And everything I tell you in Russian should be recorded in the English language.
Oh, oh, in the U.S.?
No, right here.
Oh, it's done. It's done. Yes, that's right.
Нет, сейчас записывается на английском языке.
No, no, no. It is being recorded in the English language, and you will be showing it in the English language. I would like everything I say to be translated into the English language. Do you give your word?
Now we have all of these reporters here. We have every word that you have said, every word that you have said has been taken down, and I will promise you that every word that you have said here will be reported in the United States, and they will see you say it on television.
I doubt it. That's why I want you, the Vice President, to give your word that my speech will be recorded in the English language. It will be yes.
Telecast over TV.
In English. Certainly it will. Certainly. Yes. Right.
Your hand.
In fact, and with the same token, everything that I say will be recorded and translated and will be carried all over the Soviet Union. That's a fair bargain.
What? Oh, what is it?